Hello and welcome to another episode of Nerdtopia. I'm David Leonard, and today's topic is going to be about the promotional materials that the various companies, Sony, Microsoft, Nintendo, use as spokespeople for their various games and products. I'll start with Nintendo. They have a special video once a week, every Monday, called Nintendo Week with Gary and Allison, and it's been touch and go in terms of, you know, their set is very high quality in terms of the backgrounds and then the Mario Nintendo theme walls and so on, but I hate every scene they use with the green screen. Green screen is just pathetic. Please stop doing that. And otherwise, it seems like they're a little older than the preteen age that their demographic is, and they are obviously used to the games that I grew up with, in terms of they're closer to my age, in terms of the original NES, and they've played Super Nintendo and so on, while the kids these days grew up with GameCube and Wii and stuff, and they don't appreciate the classics. They do, on occasion, talk about Virtual Console games, but they seem to shy away from it just because they know their majority of those gamers had never heard of those old classics. And in terms of like the competition, they've got Microsoft has Tech with Tina and the Bridget O'Neill and Major Nelson, people who seem very old compared to the age group that they're trying to reach, and also don't seem to care as much about the content and products. Seems like they're just reading off of a script more than anything else, and they dress too young for their age too, so it's kind of annoying. And they do a better version of green screen, but that's all they have. I've seen a lot of the behind-the-scenes videos. All they use is green screen for practically every one of their shots. And it's all lower-quality visuals in terms of the streaming rather than high-quality 1080p, 720 downloads. And that's where the PlayStation comes in with Core. PlayStation Network has Veronica Belmont, and she's well known in the tech industry in terms of popularity and knowing what she's talking about and doing a very good job at it. Unfortunately, that service is like $20 and it's only monthly instead of weekly. But the advantage of that is they put more time into it. It's a downloadable content. It's a yearly subscription, so it's like $20 for a year's worth of episodes. And even though there's less of them, there's a lot more content, there's more variety. And there's more bonus features in terms of they have mini games and other behind the scenes stuff about various products, certainly more than what the other services have. And they're in higher quality, between 720 and 1080p, and they're about a 2 gig download each. But it seems like Sony's put a lot more effort into that service, especially if you subscribe with PlayStation Plus, that comes free. So, I mean, people are already spending $50, $60 to play games online with Xbox Live. I feel it's kind of a obligation if they're spending that much, they should get those kind of same features too. But that's just my opinion. All in all, I think they're the ones that, Sony at least, is the ones that really get what the gamers want and have enough of a variety between focusing on kids' games and adult games and somewhere in between, whereas Nintendo only has the kids' games. And Microsoft is well known for their older, more mature games, but they're trying to have the family show and the Kinect show and things there to appeal to a younger audience that's more family-centric and kid-friendly. But it's too late for them, really, frankly. I mean, the Kinect is a very excellent system for that purpose, but the majority of their games, the majority of things that people want to hear about and talk about are Halo Reach and Bulletstorm and other games that are rated M or higher, like Grand Theft Auto kind of things. That about does it for the show. If you'd like to follow my Twitter feed, I'm Dilbert42, or you can send me an email at codemaster2005@gmail.com. Hopefully get another episode out soon.